Translation. You're the original Rishi because your mind is always fixed on me. Even though you'll be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious mode of passion will never encroach upon you. Purport. The same assurance is given to Brahma in the second canto, chapter 9, verse number 36. Being so favored by the Lord, Brahma's schemes and plans are all infallible. If sometimes Brahma is seen to be bewildered, as in the 10th canto, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. That is also for his further advancement in transcendental service. Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Jakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Namayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyataya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gautasi Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radhaka Namastate Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gopaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Once again, welcome everyone for today's morning Bhagavatam class. Third canto, 9th chapter, verse number 35. Reading the translation again. You are the original Rishi. And because your mind is always fixed on me, even though you'll be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious mode of passion will never encroach upon you. Hare Krishna. So, first of all, taking blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas. This is my first time sitting here and coming, so I don't know all the devotees here, but I seek blessings of every assembled Vaishnava. So we can have some meaningful discussion on this very important section. We belong to Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Parampara. And in this section, Brahmaji is teaching us something very important. Right now, this verse is spoken by the Lord to Brahma. So Srila Prabhupada, he makes three key points, so three main points in the purport. Beginning with the very first thing he says, the same assurance is given to Brahma in the second canto, chapter 9, verse number 36. Just a quick recap of what's happening here. Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami's conversation precisely begins at the end of the 19th chapter of the first canto. And even then, Sukadeva Goswami haven't spoken. Sukadeva Goswami begins to speak from the second canto, first chapter. So first canto primarily talks about, introduces Krishna to be the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And second thing, Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala, how Krishna loves his devotees. Just like chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita sets up the scene for rest of the Bhagavad Gita from chapter 2, like that, canto 1 sets it up. And the third very important subject matter of the first canto is the reason and the history of Grantha Avatar, how and what situation and circumstances Srimad Bhagavatam manifested. Nonetheless, at the end of the 19th chapter, when Parikshit Maharaj met Sukadeva Goswami, he asked, what should be the duty of a dying man? What should one hear, remember, and chant, and what one should not? Like this, Sukadeva Goswami began to answer, and he concludes by the end of the third chapter of the second canto. And then in the fourth chapter, Parikshit Maharaj further asks, what did he ask? If you see that, you can draw a parallel between the conversation of Arjuna and Krishna and what's happening over here. Arjuna began his conversation or dialogue with Krishna with a doubt. What is my duty? Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava prachami tvam dharma samudacheta. My dear Lord, I inquire from you, what should I do? What is my duty? By the time the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita comes, it seems Arjuna is getting into his form, not as a Kshatriya, but as a Vaishnava now. And now, very interestingly, in the 10th chapter, after Krishna speaks those four chatur shloki, when Krishna speaks, who am I and all that, he clearly explains that. And then later on in 12th and 13th verse, Arjuna said, my dear Lord, I fully accept you. You are the Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Imam. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just a verse later, he says, I totally accept whatever you say in totality. And what is Krishna has been saying repeatedly to Arjuna? Arjuna, yuddhasva vigata jora. Give up your laziness, get up and fight. That is all what was the premise. The conversation began with. And now Arjuna says, my dear Lord, can you please show me your opulences or talk about your opulences? And the conversation builds upon that. Why conversation builds upon that? I want to hear more about you. Because at the end of the sixth chapter, when Krishna says, Shaddhavan bhajitayamam. So Arjuna asks, Vishnu Acharya Thakur says, Arjuna asks, my dear Lord, how do I cultivate faith? Then Krishna says, Tashrunu, hear from me. So Krishna said, hear from me, so Arjuna inquires. Similarly here, Parikshit Maharaj, because Sukadeva Goswami said, well, what is the duty of a dying man? Or what should one hear about Krishna? Tasma sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvadaha. Shrotavya kititavya. So you should hear. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj inquired. Now Parikshit Maharaj thought, what should I ask? Should I quickly enter into the Vraj Leela, inquire about, from the Lord about his Vrindavan pastimes? Or should I ask about his pastimes that he performed in the creation of this material world? And then he thought, let's start with material creation. Like Prabhupada writes in purport in Bhagavad Gita, for a devotee of the Lord, Vrindavan pastimes, or even Kurukshetra pastimes, or even the creation pastimes, equally relishable. The devotee of the Lord does not discriminate. So like that, the conversation began where Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, and those answers were given by Sukadeva Goswami by quoting the conversation between Narad Muni and Brahma. And then I believe in the 8th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj, after getting those preliminary answers to his questions, then he asked around 21 questions. And there, Sukadeva Goswami begins to answer Parikshit Maharaj's questions by quoting Samvad between Brahma and the Lord, and Maitri Muni and Vidurji, which is we are reading in the third canto now. So, in those to answer those questions, when Sukadeva Goswami quotes a conversation between Lord and Brahma, so something similar prayer is mentioned, because the same thing is happening. Brahmaji is now woken up in the morning, he has to create, and that is what the subject matter right now. Brahma has woken up in the morning, he prays to the Lord, and he asks for creative potency so he can perform his devotional service. So that's the point Prabhupada is saying here. So the same assurance, more or less the same point has been kindly repeated. So what happens when Sukadeva Goswami is answering Parikshit Maharaj, he quotes a conversation in third canto between Vidurji and Maitri Muni. And he says, hey, Parikshit, the kind of questions you ask, interestingly, more or less the same question was asked by Viduji to Maitrimuni. And he begins to go into more details. So that's the subject matter begins with. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes, in other words, that's the reason more or less the same prayer is repeated, same conversation, literally, between Brahma and the Lord, like this. And then, in this particular verse, before I further go into the purport, here Lord is giving his assurance. My dear Brahma, Srila Vaishnavacharya Thakur writes this translation in an interesting way. Prabhupada says, you are the original Rishi, and because your mind is always fixed on me, Srila Vaishnavacharya Thakur says, since your mind is always fixed on me, so there's no question of you getting distracted. You'll not be affected by Rajaguna. When I was reading that, I was just wondering about what a confidence Lord is having on Brahmaji. Since your mind is engaged on me. Now, why Lord is having that confidence? It's just because, as Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadanti tams tatheva bhajamyam. As you approach me, I reciprocate. Just prior to this conversation, before the Lord began to speak, Brahmaji was offering prayers. And Brahmaji concluded his prayer asking for mercy. And he asked for five things from the Lord. The first thing he said, my dear Lord, please be merciful unto me. Second, he said, kindly empower me to perform the devotional service. R, he said, my dear Lord, please ensure that I have the right consciousness while performing the devotional service, because I have to do a huge task of creating progeny in this creation. It's quite possible that I may develop Ishvara Bhav. I am the doer. Please protect me from that mentality. Please ensure that I have the right consciousness. And then he says, my dear Lord, then he says, my dear Lord, please make sure I'm always connected with the spiritual sound. I should never get disconnected. While I'm engaging in my devotional service, I should not get caught up into that I get carried away by Rajaguna and so forth, that I forgot and I don't pay enough attention to hearing. I should not get disconnected from the spiritual sound. And then finally, my dear Lord, kindly open your beautiful eyes with a smiling face. Kindly give me that inspiration by which I can continue to perform devotional service unto you. Like that, he requested for mercy. And he sets a beautiful example of how we should offer prayer to the Lord. This is one particular section where he very categorically specifies what he wants. My dear Lord, be merciful, kindly empower me to perform devotional service, kindly keep me in the right consciousness, make sure I am connected with the spiritual sound vibration. It should not happen I get disconnected in the course of performing my devotional activity. And please have the ongoing inspiration for me so I can continue to perform a devotional service. And because Brahmaji have prayed like this, as Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadanti, as you approach me, because Brahmaji have prayed like this, so Lord is saying, Brahma, don't worry. You have approached me in this way. I promise you, I will protect you. Like this, with that guarantee, Lord is saying to Brahma, Brahma, since your mind would always be engaged in me, do not worry. Now, because your mind is always engaged in me, what will happen? Even though you'll be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious mode of passion will never encroach upon you. So, this is the central theme when you talk about yoga, is to focus our mind on the Lord. Any yoga path, it all talks about purifying the mind. You know, they have different processes, but in bhakti yoga, it becomes very easy to really deal with the whims of the mind, the distractions on the mind and whatnot. Rishabh Dev in the fifth canto, he speaks about the evils of mind. He says, Kamo manyor madho lobha shokha moha bhaya adaya. There are seven evils. Kamaha, lust. Manyor, anger. Mad, pride. Lobha, greed. Shokha, lamentation. Bhaya, fear. Shokha, moha, illusion. Bhaya, and fear. These are the seven evils of the mind. Karma bandhascha yan mulha. And these seven things keeps us caught up into this. This is the foundation of a life in this world. Svikuryat kunatad buddha. One who is intelligent we'll be very careful in dealing with the mind. So the whole aspect is of purifying our mind. And therefore, when Parikshit Maharaj asked, what is the duty of a dying man? At that point of time also, Sukhdev Goswami spoke about Ashtanga Yoga in the first chapter of this canto. But he concludes the duty of everyone, it doesn't matter dying or living, everyone is Pibanti Bhagavata Atmanah Satam Katha Amritam Shavanaputeshu Samritam. So everyone should hear. Pibanti is drinking. Pibanti Bhagavata Atmanah Satam. What should a devotee hear? A devotee should drink. Katha Amritam. One should drink the nectar of Katha. Katha Amritam. How do you drink this? Shavanaputeshu. Through your ears. How much should I drink it? Samritam. Always keep it full. Your glass should never become empty. Always keep it full. What will happen, my dear Lord, if I do that? Punanti te vishaya sudushitam. You will get purified of all the all that contamination. Vajanti tat charana sarvantakam. And like that, now you can focus your attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead by always chanting, by always hearing about the Lord. We just had Ram Navami. Like Krishna says in the 9th chapter, Avajananti Mamura Manusham Tanum Ashita. Often people ask this question, oh, how can you praise and worship the Lord if Lord is almighty, Lord is all powerful? How can his wife can get abducted? Ramcharitmanas, Tulsidas Ji begins with the conversation. Lord Shiva heard it from Bharadwaj Muni, and he says, when Shiva and Sati, Sitaram, Lakshman Maharaj ki jai, Shri Radha Gopalananda ji ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. There's this story he mentions about that how Mother Sati, she saw Lord Shiva offering obeisances. Whom did Shiva offer obeisances? There was a man walking in the forest crying out, Sita! Sita! And Lord Shiva went behind the tree and offered obeisances. And Sati said, hey, what are you doing? You're the greatest person in this creation. Why are you offering obeisance to a simple man? Long story short, even Mother Sati got the one who keeps us engaged in bewilderment, 24/7. She got bewildered when she saw Lord Ram's pastime as a human. So many times people ask, why Lord has to do all this thing? Yeah, that's true. Krishna says, Upadrashta Anumanta Cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. I'm sitting in the heart, I'm the permit, I'm the overseer, I'm the enjoyer. If the Lord wants to kill, yeah, he wants to kill Ravana, no doubt. That's a prayer that Devatas made. Well, Lord could have given him a cholesterol problem. Simple, isn't it? Could have increased his BP. Or maybe given a heart attack. Chapter over. Lord didn't even have to come from there to here. Imagine if that would have happened. And today is Ram Navami. What would you speak? And what would you hear? If I don't have anything to speak, what would you hear? And how would I have anything to speak? Because Lord did not perform any pastime. He chose to do a shortcut. He gave a heart attack. I mean, one line, chapter over. But Lord comes. Lord comes to perform Leela. Therefore, Mother Kunti says, why does Lord incarnate? What's the purpose of Lord's incarnation? And this is for every Lord, for every incarnation. Mother Kunti says, Bhavyasmin Klishyamananam Avidya Kama Karma Bhi. Bhavyasmin Klishyamananam Klesha. This world is a place of suffering, Klesha. Filled with ignorance, driven by ignorance, we develop all kind of sinful desires. Avidya Kama Karma Bhi. Yet Lord appears in this creation. Why? For three things. Well, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Paritrayanam, Sadhunam, Vinashaya, Chaduskritam, Dharma, Samsapanarthaya, Sambhavami, Yuge Yuge. But he does not say or specify how I establish Dharma. There are many concepts which Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita we can only understand when we go back to Bhagavatam. So, my dear Lord, how do you establish Dharma? Well, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajamamikam Sharanam Vraja. Okay, well, let's take your shelter. But how do I take your shelter and how does Dharma get established nonetheless? Mother Kunti says, Lord appears for three things, and that's how he establishes dharma. Shavanam, smaranam, arhani, karishyanti kechana. Lord appears to establish three things, shravanam. Well, if he does not perform pastimes, if you will not go and steal butter, what will you discuss about? If imagine a Kartik Mass without Damodar Leela. What will we talk about in Kartik Mass? If Krishna wouldn't do that, one of the most bewildering pastimes that Mother Kunti says, my dear Lord, how can you be afraid, have tears in your eyes, and running out of fear of a simple gopi? It is so bewildering, my dear Lord. How do we understand your pastimes like that? So if Lord would not do this kind of leelas, what we would hear about? Shravana. That's the reason he comes and he performs all these different pastimes. You know, in general, people are more attracted to greatness. When I first came to Europe, that was because of my professional tour. You can correct me if that's right or wrong. This is what I observed. You know, the God, the Almighty God, is always shown with a nice biceps, with a six-pack, with a flowing beard, in an angry mood, and with a raised hand, right or left, I don't remember, and having a weapon in his hand. Looks like to me thunderbolt. Is that correct? And when you see that, people are like, okay, great. Sweetness, you know, people are not so easily attracted to sweetness. I was in the Kartik month back in India. I was speaking Damodar Leela. One man sitting in the front, he was a retired ex-mayor of the city. He has come for the festival. Something very strange happened. When I was speaking that katha, the tears were rolling down his cheeks. I was like, wow, Krishna's is so correct. When you hear Krishna katha, the heart is transformed. And look, even the politician, he is crying. The whole program ended. He came to meet me. He said, Swamiji, I'll speak in Hindi. Swamiji, very nice, very nice. You did very nice katha. I said, thank you, thank you. What did you like? He said, Swamiji, when you were speaking, I was so much remembering my grandson. And remembering my grandson, I could not control my tears. And like I was speaking about Krishna, and this guy was remembering about his grandson. He just could not relate to the sweetness. And this is for everyone, actually. And that's the reason the Shruti Shastra, they do not speak about Krishna, they speak about Vishnu, the greatness. Anyways, that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make, the Lord comes and he performs his different pastimes, are filled with all kind of rasas. And of course, time and again, he shows his greatness by lifting up the Govardhan Hill, etc. So that we have subject matter here, Shravanam, Smaranam. How do we practice Smaranam? Through this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. That's the idea. When Yamraj ji, Mahabharata says, Mahajano yena hi gata sapanta. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. Shastras are too wide. You really cannot understand what's the essence of Shastra. So it says, Dharmasya tattvam, the essence of Dharma, nihitam guhayam. Guha means cave. Is stored in the cave-like heart of a devotee, Mahajan, which means it's the most gopniya, confidential knowledge. And that Yamraj ji says, what is that highest dharma? Or what a living entity should be done. Etavan eva lokasmin pumsam dharma parasmataha. Prabhupada translates this word. Pumsam is human being dharma, the occupational duty. Pumsam dharma parasmataha. He says the highest dharma, bhakti yoga bhagavati, is tannama grenadimi, is to chant the holy names of the Lord. So how do we cultivate smaran? It's a process of chanting. And Lord appears to establish a third thing, arhani, is the deity worship. So nonetheless, here Lord is saying, as long as your mind will be engaged in, as long as your mind is always fixed on me, hey Brahma, you don't have anything to worry. And that is what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. 18th chapter, verse number 63, Krishna says, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. How many of you agree? If you're having a conversation, you're taking guidance from somebody, and after the whole long conversation, that person tells, all right, I have told you everything I want to tell you. Now you think, deliberate, use your intelligence, deliberate, and now make your decision. How many of you agree? Conversation ends here. Is there anything else to converse and discuss? Because the speaker with whom you're asking is concluded here, isn't it? And now Krishna says, wait a second, Arjuna, I got to tell you the most confidential knowledge. And what was the most confidential knowledge? Manmana bhava madbhatto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So what's the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Is always remember Krishna. Yena tena prakarena. And never forget Krishna. So Krishna is saying, the Lord is saying to Brahma, because your mind will always be engaged with me, Brahma, you do not have to worry about it. 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna is answering Arjuna's queries, he says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tayati ante kalyanam. Whatever you remember at the end of life, you will get that situation. However, antekale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevana, if you remember me, you'll come back to me, Arjuna, there's no doubt about it. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Arjuna thought, oh really? Hare Krishna, I'll go to the forest. Why? My dear Lord, if I have to engage in the war, how much of my thinking would be invested in Duryodhana, Karna and whatnot? Imagine at the end of my life, while dying, if I remember these characters. And you have already said how reincarnation happens. What you take next life depends on what you cultivate. Remembrance. My dear Lord, this is very dangerous. Thank you so much for giving me Bhagavad Gita. I go to the forest. The Krishna says something very profound. And this is an often asked question by devotees who have to deal a lot with the material energy for their family and professional responsibility. How do I continue to be Krishna conscious when I'm dealing with the world outside? That's what Arjuna had the point. And then Krishna says a very profound statement. Arjuna, tasmat. The beauty of word tasmat in Bhagavad Gita is Krishna is concluding that particular conversation. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, at all times. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. May arpita manubuddhir. Mam evashasi asamshaya. Arjuna, there is no doubt, no doubt and no doubt. What? Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Engage in your occupational duty. For him was a war. For us, whatever we do. But how you engage? Anusmara. Not smaran. Anusmara. Smara is to remember. Anusmara, following your predecessor Acharya, as you have been taught, do that. Maya arpita manubhutir, and fixing your intelligence onto me, which means do what I have told you. If you live your life in this manner, Arjuna, I am promising you, mam evashyasi asamshaya. Without a doubt, you will come back to me. And similarly, Brahma, Lord is telling Brahma here, Brahma, do not worry. Since your mind will be engaged on me, there is no question of you getting affected by Rajaguna. And like that, Lord is giving an assurance. And that is what Srila Prabhupada gave us the package. He ensured every day we cultivate remembrance of the Lord. He ensured through the morning program, every day we remain connected with the spiritual sound vibration as Brahma prayed. For no reason I should get disconnected with the spiritual sound vibration. And through this whole morning program, as Srila Rupa Goswami describes 64 items, this morning program covers most of the items. More than 50 items are covered, included in just the morning program. We cultivate remembrance, we do Shravanam, we do Smaranam. In fact, we do Arhani also. In the morning program, we accomplish all the three things. And as long as we have this solid program that Prabhupada gave us, so Lord Vaya Brahma is also assuring us, Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava Kama Lobha Dayaschaye. You will not be affected by Rajaguna, Tamaguna, or the lower propensities of the mind as long as you continue with the practice of remembering me or thinking about me. So that's a topic about what the Lord is saying here. The next line Prabhupada says in the purport is, being so favored by the Lord, Brahma's schemes and plans are all infallible. What does it really mean? The Lord has favored Brahma. But actually it doesn't look like from one perspective. You know, he began the process of creation. The first created beings were four Kumaras. And they were disobedient. They were not obedient to the to Brahma. The second son born, the set was Rudra. He was obedient, but he was messy because he created a progeny which caused havoc for Brahma. Brahma was running in his creation. All right. And then we had Asuras who created anxieties, so much troubles and whatnot. So when Krishna, when the Lord is saying, Brahma, you are favored by me, whatever you do will be infallible. Oftentimes, people, when they read such statements, they think, now, no tap, no klesh, no discomfort, no obstacles. But it ain't going to happen like that. Why? Because we are in a place which is designed to create obstacles. Dukhalayam. Therefore, Prabhupada used to write the famous statement, even the accidents can occur on the royal roads. Now, the world here, the road here is very bumpy. So although Lord promised, whatever you do will be infallible, but Brahma has his own set of troubles. In fact, he had to face embarrassment in the case of Hiranyakashipu. Narasimhadev chastised, Brahma, be careful of what blessings you give. Even he had to face embarrassment. So as a sadhaka, we can reflect on this, whoever we are, as we take upon the shelter of the Lord. Lord, time and again, like Lord Ram, just we had Ram Lila, Sakra Neva Prapannaya, Aham Tomiti, what is that? Sakra Neva Prapannaya. Even once, if somebody surrenders unto me, Abhyam Sarva Bhutebhya, I promise Dadati that to that person, I'll award him fearlessness even once he takes shelter of me. Like that, Lord gives a lot of promises. So he gives a promise to protect our consciousness. As long as we keep our part of commitment, we follow, the Lord says, I'll always protect you. But the life is always going to be bumpy. Turns and twists would always be part of the life. And therefore, if you reflect on the life of every Vaishnava who has been a part of Lord's Leela, have faced tremendous challenges. Beginning with Mother Sita. Lakshmana went to the forest also. Bharat continued with Mother Kaushalya. What not? You talk about Mahabharata, Mother Kunti, Pandavas. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita. Lord promised him, my devotee would never perish. Yet Arjuna's son Abhimanyu died. What Mahabharata says, Lord intentionally drove the chariot of Arjuna far away. Because if Arjuna would have been around, Abhimanyu would not have faced that. Lord intentionally, because that was what Lord wanted. So things happen, but nonetheless, the idea is not that the situation around us will become favorable. As long as we put our minds, we follow through intelligence, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Lord says, I shall protect you. And the promise that he gives is, I shall take you back home. That's the promise. Not that I'll make you happy here. I don't think so anywhere Krishna said like this, that my dear Arjuna, your life will become blissful here. You live, I'll also come and live with you. He never said like this. He always says, I'll take you back. And the last thing, Prabhupada writes in the Purport, if sometimes Brahma is seen to be bewildered, as in the 10th canto, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. That is also for his further advancement in transcendental service. Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement. So what Prabhupada is writing here, somebody may ask a further question. Oh, Lord promised Arjuna, Lord promised Brahma, everything you will do, all will be good. Then, my dear Lord, why did Brahma got bewildered? Brahma should not get bewildered. And this is about Brahma Vimohan Leela like that. And Prabhupada is speaking about Arjuna. Arjuna gets bewildered because of which Bhagavad Gita is spoken. There's something called as context and there's something called as pretext. Arjuna's bewilderment was the pretext, not the context. What was the context of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita? Krishna himself says in 4th chapter, verse number 1, 2, 3, like that. Imam Vivasvati Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhyam. Hey Arjuna, the science of yoga, the knowledge which I'm sharing with you, long ago I had shared with Sun God, and like that. However, Imam Parampara Praptam, Imam Raj Rishiho Vidhu, Sakalaneha Mahata Yogunashtapam. But with time it got destroyed. Today, through you, Bhakto Sime Sakha Cheti, I am re-establishing that lost knowledge of yoga. This was the context. And what was the pretext? Nimitta Matram Bhavisa Visachin. Arjuna was a pretext, just a means for Krishna to speak. And therefore, Prabhupada is saying here, the great devotees of the Lord getting bewildered is nothing but another pastime of the Lord for further advancement of their spiritual life and also for our sake. Imagine if Brahma wouldn't got bewildered, Brahma wouldn't have had the privilege or the opportunity to speak such a beautiful prayers which 10th canto mentions. We would not have the Leela of Brahma Vimohan Leela to relish it. So that's the whole idea. It's not that they got bewildered because they lack knowledge. It's because that's the will of the Lord. Just to create another opportunity for everyone else to learn, to grow and advance in their spiritual life. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specially meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. To summarize today's discussion, Brahmaji teaches us what to pray to the Lord. He asks for mercy. M for mercy, E for empowerment for the devotional service, R for the right consciousness, C, let me always stay connected with the spiritual sound vibration. I'm changing the Y to Y. I, continued inspiration in my devotional life. He teaches us this is what we should offer prayer to the Lord. Coming to this verse, mind, as long as our mind remains engaged in the Lord, we will be protected. There I spoke about, that's a central subject matter of yoga. And how do we engage mind? By chanting the holy names of the Lord. Why chanting of the holy names of the Lord is so essential, so important? Because that is what the Lord appears to establish. Shravanam, Smaranam, Arhani. What is the central, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Man mana bhava mad bhaktu. That is what Lord wants us to do. Always remember me. Yena tena prakarena, whatever means you remember. So we spoke something on that side. And then we talked about the second point, Brahma schemes and plans are infallible. Yes, the life despite, Lord promises. Not that Lord is promising us materially comfortable life. Our Lord is saying that now you will have a favorable external situation, circumstances. Well, no. You will be able to navigate your life by my mercy in this world. Smiling despite all the crises around you, having that full faith, I'm standing beside you. With that full confidence, you'll be able to navigate your life in this samsara davanala. That's the Lord's promise. That's the Lord's assurance. Not that the thing outside of us is going to change. And the last point, even the Brahma is bewildered. And Prabhupada say that is only to advance in transcendental service. Arjuna was bewildered. Nimitta matam. That was a pretext. Context was, Lord wanted to reestablish the science of yoga. And for this purpose, Lord performed different pastimes. So that's a subject matter for today. So with that, I pause here for today. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna. Anyone has any question or comments? Mother here. Okay, anyone can start. Okay, I just saw the mother first. We can give it to the mother.
Hare Krishna. How can we understand the episode when Lord Brahma seems to be overcome by passion and he is attracted by his daughter?
Well, from this purport, as Prabhupada said, the bewilderment of the Lord, a bewilderment of the great devotees has to be seen as the will of the Lord. So we have to see in that way only. It was the will of the Lord. Particularly acharyas don't speak much on that particular episode. But one thing that we can learn is the Lord's external energy, illusory energy, is so potent and so powerful, even Brahmaji is not immune. Just like Mother Sita was warned by Lakshman, do not cross Lakshman Rekha. Similarly, Vedic Shastras have drawn Lakshman Rekha for all of us. And has warned us, do not cross the boundary. Mother Sita, why did she cross Lakshman Rekha? You know, it's a lesson. Govindraj, the commentator on Ramayana, disciple of Ramanujacharya, he writes, he explains. Mother Sita is teaching a powerful example for a sadhaka. If you break the law, you will be in trouble. And similarly, Brahmaji, we can draw a lesson. He's teaching us. Similarly, Lord Shiva, getting infatuated by Mohini Murthy. Lord Vishnu told Shiva, you're asking for a wrong thing, Shiva. First of all, you're standing next to Parvati. You have come with Parvati. Now you want to have a darshan of Mohini Murthy. You first take permission from Parvati. If she gives you permission, then I'll show, because you're going to have a tough time. What's going to happen later on? Don't name me what happens to you later on. She said, no, no, Lord, please, please do that. And you know, rest of the episode that happened. So from these episodes of this great Vaishnavas, we can see a lesson for ourselves that we got to be careful. Stay within the boundaries, the bounds that Guru and Gauranga have given to us. We will be protected. This is what I see from this episode. Is that okay? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You spoke a lot about the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, and especially about Krishna is coming to perform his pastimes even though he could cause the heart attack to the demons. So my question is, sometimes we can drift away or depreciate the pastimes of Krishna by our thoughts that, oh, he is God, he can do anything. So what's so great about that he killed some demons? So how to increase the appreciation of and the relishment of these pastimes?
Process of Shravana, hearing from the right sources. So understanding Shastra is not the process of reading, is a process of Shravanam. So when we hear from advanced devotees, we get the right conceptions and right understanding. It's a subject matter of right understanding. Prahlad Maharaj says, Shravanam, Smaranam. No, what is that? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So like that. So the process of hearing. So we have to hear. When we hear from the right person on the subject matter. In fact, Prabhupada said, even when you hear on the subject matter of Ras Lila from the advanced devotees, lust will go away. But yet he gave a disclaimer. If you're getting disturbed, not with hearing, with reading. One of Prabhupada's disciples came to him and he said, Prabhupada, I'm reading Krishna book. I'm reading this pastimes. I'm getting disturbed. What should I do? Prabhupada said, stop reading. What is the question to ask? If you're getting disturbed, stop it. What is there to ask about it? But for hearing from the advanced devotees, when we hear the subject matter, then our conceptions are clear. So Shravanam is very powerful. That's the answer for that. Here, more than reading, Shravanam helps. At least in the initial years, Shravanam is compulsory. We read because we want to cultivate the habits of reading also, no doubt about it. But our major focus should be on hearing. And then later on, once we have heard through the subject matter, then you read. Now with the right conception, you'll develop the right understanding when you read. That's the way you go for it. Thank you. Okay. I don't know what time it ends, so we can take some questions? All right. Okay, Prabhuji had raised his hand behind. We can.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. So here, Prabhu, the Lord is saying, if the mind is fixed on me, then you won't be distracted by anything else. But that's a general principle. If our mind is fixed on something, absorbed in something, we won't be distracted by anything else. So then what's the significance of the Lord saying this? It seems it's a quite an obvious principle.
Yeah, the difference is, on anything material, our mind cannot concentrate for long. But when you talk about spiritual, it is nitya, forever. That's what becomes samadhi. That's the difference. And that's how in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, temporary fleeting happiness, when Rupa Goswami writes about it, you know, Bhakti Rasamritaha, he makes a difference. It is eternal. But that material happiness is temporary and fleeting. So we can concentrate, no doubt about it. But the question is, for how long? But in the subject matter of spiritual science, that's forever. That's the difference. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Thank you for your class, Hare Krishna. My question is, so you're talking about the 9 limbs of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So is Smaranam, remembrance, the essence of all of those 9 limbs? Because if we practice the other limbs of devotional service, we could be like committing a sin if we don't do it properly. But Smaranam is kind of like, is either Smaranam or not, sort of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but so like,
okay,
like
is the Smaranam essence?
Yeah, that's my question.
So Srila Rupa Goswami speaks about that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We have to understand, we cannot force our mind to think. The mind has to become purified. And then it's a natural process and a gradual process. Our mind will begin to develop attachment to the Lord. Smaranam becomes easy to whatever you're attached to, isn't it? You're just sitting. Suddenly the thoughts will begin to flood your mind. What? What you have been attached to. And how we develop our attachment is what we need to focus on. Smaranam would happen automatically. So focus is not Smaranam. The focus is for us as a sadhaka is to follow the process that purifies the mind. Mind will naturally get attracted to the Lord with the process. And therefore, Shravanam, Kirtanam. When Rupa Goswami talks about Kirtan, he says 3 things. Japa, Giyate, and Sankirtan. Giyate means Kirtan. Why does he make this discrimination between Japa, Kirtan, and Sankirtan? And he says among these 3 things, the most powerful is Sankirtan. And that's a special gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. He taught us the most powerful thing is, what is that? Sankirtan, Param Vichyate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtan, not Japa, not Kirtan. Japa is a chanting, Kirtan is solo. Sankirtan coming along with the Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. That's what. So in other words, our job profile for us is very clear. Our focus should be on our job profile. As a Vaidhi sadhana, sadhakas, bhaktas, our job profile is very clear. Follow what Guru Granga says. Don't worry about the result. Would smaran happen or not happen? That's the job profile of the Lord. Let the Lord do his job. Let me do my job. Therefore Krishna says, right, you do your duty. Don't get attached to the results. It ain't on you. I decide what to give. So would I go back home back to Godhead? Would I become a pure devotee? Would I get free from the anarthas? That's not my jurisdiction. My jurisdiction is to follow the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti Marg. Do the process. The results are awarded by the Lord. Let him worry about. Like Arjuna made Krishna worry on the 13th day when he took that vow. The next day I would kill Jayadrata or else I will set myself ablaze. Krishna said, Abhi Bhagavad Gita sunkar aaya hai. Just heard Bhagavad Gita. And you said, I will do whatever you say. Why did you say like this? And Arjuna said, sir, my dear Lord, you promised you will not let your devotee perish. I'm testing it out. Now you start worrying about it. According to Mahabharata version, Krishna had a great night out. You know, that's what Mahabharata said. Krishna had a great night out like that. All right, Prabhu? So we got to worry about our job profile, our activities, not the result. Result will follow. That's what Prabhupada would often say. Don't worry about when would I be, at the moment I put my hand in the beat bag, you know, when would I begin to remember the Leela? Prabhupada said, first you put your hand, Leela would happen. Let's take care of our Leela right now. Lord's Leela would happen like that. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Should we pause or anything else? Prabhuji, okay.
Prabhu also had another question on the mind or the heart. So here, the Lord is saying, mind if always fixed on me, even though you're engaged in other activities which are absorbing, especially when it comes to creation, still you won't be distracted. Now my question is, if the mind or heart is fixed on something and something else also requires our absorption and engagement, is that possible?
Very well. Thank you for that good question. When Lord is saying, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha, Prabhupada says, anusmara, cultivate remembrance by chanting the holy names of the Lord. So what it means is, right now, maybe for us, we do activities, but we don't see the connection of that activity with the Lord. But when we begin to see everything that I do in connection with the Lord, then we are always remembering the Lord. For example, let's say in the beginning, when somebody comes to the temple and he takes Sunday feast, partakes Sunday feast, he may see, oh, what a delicious food. He may not see prasad. But after practicing devotional life for some time, then when devotees see the food, externally is the same food. When he sees the food, he sees this is Krishna's mercy. So I am eating prasadam, or you are eating prasadam, somebody else eating that same food. Now, are you able to remember and he is not able to remember, yes or no? So it's about establishing connection with anything and everything that we do. And that's what purification of the mind is. Now I see everything in relation to Lord. Just to conclude with, Srila Prabhupada, famous pastor, Srila Prabhupada is walking on a beach at San Francisco, and disciples said, Prabhupada, no, not Prabhupada that time, Swamiji, see what a beautiful sunrise. And Prabhupada immediately said, if the painting is so beautiful, imagine how beautiful the painter would be. So now, Prabhupada is remembering Krishna. How? Through connection. That's the whole idea. And now, just to conclude on that, therefore, that's the difference between Kanishtha and Madhyama. So as the 11th canto describes, what's the difference between Kanishtha and Madhyama Uttama is faith and knowledge. Knowledge is very important because knowledge gives us this right understanding. And then we begin to see everything in relationship to the Lord. And from that knowledge comes strong faith. Even if how much it may look like, no, there is no connection of Lord here. But no, everything happens by the will of the Lord. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything happens by the will of the Lord. So devotee at all times will remember Lord. Given a fact, he has cultivated knowledge and faith. That's our effort. Therefore, Shastra study is so important. Prabhupada emphasized on that. Then we develop Shastra Chakshu. I said, okay. I don't know who calls the card here, who says enough is enough. Okay, Prabhuji is saying, okay. So we'll pause here. Thank you for your kind attention. I noticed one or two of you had hands. We'll talk in person. I don't want to eat out your eating time. Otherwise, I'll turn into an Indian delicacy. So I don't want that. But thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your kind attention.